It's all you.
Receive this peace and love.
one song.
Okay, I can breathe
song.
Now.
You can breathe. That was right.
Woohoo! Okay, breathe. That was right. Welcome. Who else has joined us here? Noah's hanging out here with us. So for those of you who are friends with Noah on Facebook, he has a new page now, or a new wall. So if you can't find him, send him a friend request. If you still can't find him, go to my page and you'll see, because he sent me one. He just created it yesterday, so his old one is like gone. It's like gone. Right, Noah? It's gone. It is, but hey, he's starting fresh.
He's
starting
fresh. Did you see that?
What?
Feet are on the rock.
Yeah. Actually, well, we might actually try to
do it
with Melody. My feet are on the rock. Yep. Yeah, we'll have to see if we can search for that one here at the end here with it instead of the other one. Because
I remember that one.
Yeah, because that would be
good. One. Good taste.
Yeah, that's what he's asking for.
I was going to say, that's
he's asking for it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay. Where's my drummer?
You start that one, though.
All right, so this next song is actually a song that Melody wants to tell you about.
Oh, I do?
Because you're shaking your head.
Oh, I was just, you do now.
No, I was just saying, give them the background about how this is a piano-heavy song.
This is a very piano-centric song, but you're getting the acoustic version of it. Compliments of,
it's really
of
cool.
Brandon 12 Fingers Armstrong.
Oh, no. I've got my joy and concern prayer. Why only 12?
Which finger's the joy and which finger's the concern of those 12?
I don't really use the thumb too much on this one, so.
We're going to see how this one comes up, huh?
Atmosphere is changing, nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing the broken by the one we proclaim. Raising up. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name above all other names. Speak the name the wind and waves obey. All of heaven's coming down, fill the earth with the sound of the name. Hostages of shame, miracles unfolding at the mention of the name.
A darkness is fleeing, mercy raining down, healing waters flowing as our lips make the sound. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name above all other names. Speak the name the wind and waves obey. All of heaven's coming down, fill the earth with the sound of the name. Speak the name.
Especially if you never especially if you've never heard it before. Thank you, Brandon. It's all good.
Who else
was
rolled
in? It is all good, isn't it?
It's all good. It's Thursday. I can be like that. It's all good.
Todd Truman's watching on the Ross page, on the Greg Conrad page. We got about seven or so watching here. So Todd who?
Who? That's Melody spot right there. I don't know.
I did it once. I did it once.
Oh, great.
What are we doing? No cable on this one?
Too.
There it is. Can you do it?
Pressure.
Sorry. So anyway, this will be our call to worship is going to be good
well, we
Father.
Don't do Queen.
This is thank you.
Actually, we do a Queen song.
You're right.
That is
you're correct.
Oops. We don't have bouncers, but can we kick them out? I mean, that's. We just had a request from the studio audience for Bohemian Rhapsody. Is this your real request? Or that seems like a fantasy.
Oh, I have to
warn
you. I have to warn you. I was watching some Jethro Tull Aqualung the other day,
goodness.
And I just gave you fair warning. It's on my brain here. Of course, the lyrics on Aqualung are a little rough, so we'll never do that one here. Oh, anyway, we do have a good father, don't we?
And on that note.
Many, many years ago, Brandon would tell you he didn't like this song because he played it so much, and now he's played it out of his head.
Apparently. It does show up a lot, not here though.
Heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Father God, we just come to you tonight acknowledging that you are the good, good Father. That you are the good Father that gives us strength in our weakness, that just rains down your power and your might into our lives. You rain it in when we invite you in. You rain it in when you just ask us that you come to you.
You ask that we come to you because that's when we're going to hear your voice. We hear your voice when we spend time and when we are dwelling with you and we are giving you space, God, when we are making room for you, when we are making a space, because we are like your house. You need a spot. You need a spot in there. And it's not just my place. It's your house. It's my Father's house. So God, I just thank you that you come into our homes, that you come into our hearts, and that you would just speak to us. Speak to us, speak your voice, speak your reminders, and just give us what we need to hear, and give us strength in the transitions of life as well. Just be with us in all of these moments, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for who you are and all that you are. Amen.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us.
Sing that again. You are perfect.
You are perfect in all of your ways. Who you are, it's who you are.
This is a song that never ends.
Da, 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 da.
It just goes on and on. Okay, so in the spirit of practicing for Sunday, because we don't have keyboard on Sunday, or tonight for that matter. It's the opening hymn.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
this one isn't as hard on the hand as the last one.
Is the last one? I know you're the last. We might do the last. Your last one
I
might
wish,
be more acapella.
I wish I could put what my screen has on that screen so you could see that every word has a different chord on the closing hymn. What?
Todd was requesting Firelight. So who knows? We might do a couple extra songs here. You never know.
I can find that.
You never know. I'm sure we can find that. We can find the other one, too. Kelsey's joined us. Haven't seen Kelsey on here in a while. That's an awesome Colorado Kelsey. Never called her that before, have I? But now,
no.
That's her name.
Well, it's got a nice ring to it.
It's a nice ring, doesn't it, Kelsey?
Normally, I try to make some remark after he says something like that, but I had nothing.
That was too good, wasn't it? For once. Hey, I might have got the last word once.
Give you this one time.
I see, I knew it. I knew it wouldn't. So.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, and to know, thus says the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus,
Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
That was okay. That took all right. That works.
Sounded like a song.
Yeah, bless God, it didn't. Oh, hey, how about that? Bruce, you ready to switch gears here? Who else has rolled in?
Who is rolling in on the internet? Yeah.
Every day.
Todd, your song request, wow. We only do when you're here. What do you think about that?
And he tried to pass that one off to me. Like, hey, you make it sound like you said that.
I said it. I said it. But we might do one anyway. We'll have to pick one.
Tell Tico and Zeus I said hi. That's his dogs.
Those aren't dogs. Those are leviathans.
One's a slightly larger than normal rat, and one's a slightly smaller than normal horse. I mean, it's you couldn't have two more different dogs.
One you can ride.
One you can ride.
And one you can put in your pocket.
One you can hide.
One you can. Ooh, he did it. Nice rhyme, man.
Let's go. say, no, we shall not be moved. In his love and favor, we shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved. We shall not be, we shall not be moved. We shall not be, we shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, like a tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved.
Those are get up and dance songs. And we did have them dance, getting up and dancing here. We should have, you should have swung the camera around there, Tyler. Man, that would have just been good.
Welcome to the Tongue Twister Club, Rita.
Celestial, literally. I lost it.
Okay, we have Juanita Welsh listening, and she says, love it. I'm sure she was listening to the one we just did. Juanita is the wife of Kevin, who's played drums here for us. Right, who works with him. Remember Kevin? Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right. Juanita, glad you're hanging out with us. I'm presuming Kevin is looking over your shoulder. Maybe if not, get him over here. Actually, man's got to be playing some music again. He's got to get back into the groove here. Okay, so the pastor on occasion will ask for something. Who am I kidding? Every Sunday the pastor asks for something. And
tell us how you really feel.
So this was, I like to call it a message introit, all right? And so our scripture for this Sunday is Luke 15, 8 through 10. Which speaks of the woman who lost the coin. What woman who loses a coin, you know, won't search the house until she finds it, right? So that's a scripture you're going to hear. And she sent me something where a person was singing the scriptures, and I wasn't real happy with the music he was doing behind it. So by the grace of God, this tune came into my head. However, here's the bizarre part. Go ahead and do it. Okay, so that tune popped into my head, but I had no clue. Well, I knew it was a 60s or 70s song. I was just totally lost. Well, there's this app called SoundHound. Has anybody ever used that app before?
SoundHound.
There's an app called SoundHound.
Is that Gigi's role?
She's the SoundHound. That's right.
24/7, she's available.
She's available to sound. So on SoundHound, you can actually sing into it or hum into it. So I just went, da 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 da. That's all I did. And wouldn't you know, it comes up with Norwegian Wood by the Beatles, which is exactly what I was looking for. I thought, oh, this is cool. You know, it's like, this is really, really cool app. So it's my new favorite app, SoundHound, all one word. So, oops, I got a capo of this one, right? So this is Luke 15, verses 8 through 10, sung to Norwegian Wood.
So when do I get a sitar? That's what I
want to
know.
Wait, you're emulating right now.
Not a guitar that you sit and play. But
oh, yeah. That would be a sitar, wouldn't it?
Big old Indian, lots of strings, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Beatles got into a lot of different styles of music, as you well know.
If she loses one coin, lights a lamp and sweeps the house. She searches thoroughly until she finds that one coin. And when she has found it, she calls all her friends, saying, rejoice with me now, for I have found the coin that I lost. In the same way, I tell you there's joy in heaven. Of God's angels over the sinner. Joy in presence of God when the sinner repents. These are the words of the Lord, spoken and true. Luke chapter 15, verses 8, 9, and 10. Fun, isn't it? It's kind of fun. And when I was in the Lutheran church, when Modi was just a tiny little bit, they liked to, they were called psalm cantors. And the Catholic church likes to do that also. So psalm cantors would be exactly that. We would essentially be singing scripture. However, it was if you really think about it, it actually was kind of similar to this in the sense that there is a repetition that just kind of keeps rolling through it with that. So it's just a different twist, right? Different twist. I liked it. Brandon picked up on it nicely.
Sitar for Christmas.
Can I start this out a cappella?
Well, sure.
Not well, because I mess it up every time I'm trying to get him with Brandon.
But you probably would like a note, though. Probably like a note so we can make sure you're starting on the right. Okay, so actually, Bill Wright has been asking for us to do The Anchor Holds. And I thought, cool, we'll do it next Sunday. Well, totally forgetting that piano's not here. So here's another song.
Seeing a theme?
Another song. Well, it's only two songs.
Hey, Brandon, save me.
Well, two plus the two hymns. It's only four. I mean,
only four. How many songs do we play normally?
Only four.
Five?
Seven or eight. I throw in extras to make the ratio look better.
To make the ratio look better, yeah.
Ready? I have journeyed through the long dark night out on the open sea. By faith alone.
I'm sure you want to My bad.
So this is Thursday night. We get what we call a mulligan. Does anybody play golf? And there's a mulligan. Means
I don't
you
play
take
golf.
A mulligan. Okay. So a mulligan is when you hit like a bad hit. Like, oh, you didn't see that. I didn't see that. So nobody saw it. Nobody heard it. All right.
Okay, golf isn't my thing, but putt-putt.
So I'm thinking just a little bit of roughness that we have when you do it with music is worth it.
All right.
So let us just hear the music, and then we'll stumble through the first part, and it'll come together on Sunday, right?
Once the drums come in, not to inflate his ego any more than it already
actually,
is.
The rhythm, that actually, it does help. It does pick up with it.
All right, let's go.
Because the piano, the thing that Rita's relying on here is the piano on this song. Helps kind of bring and breathe everything with it, and it's hard for us. And it's hard for us to emulate that, and therefore it's hard for her to grab hold of us. So, believe me, Rita, you're doing very well. Thank you.
It's just drums and Rita. That's all we're gonna do.
Man, Scott. I have journeyed through the long dark night.
You were right. Oh, he was off. Well, then you come in. All right. Okay. Did I tell you it was Thursday night? Thursday night is practice night for Sunday. This is welcome to Thursday night. And that's okay. You're correct. It doesn't. So hang loose back there, will you? Just hang loose back there.
Somebody nod when they want me to start.
I have journeyed through the long dark night. Out on the open sea, by faith alone.
I think we're in sync now.
And sight unknown.
You got it.
And yet his eyes were watching me.
It's all in the pauses.
The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I had visions. Right through, like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor. The raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I have been young, but I'm older now.
That's off again.
But it was in the night, through the storms of my life, that's where God proved His love to me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
My apologies.
You're fine.
Everybody. You're
fine. No, you're
we
fine.
Made, we made it to the end, though.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we made it. It'll be better on Sunday.
Do you want to take my Thursday call? I can hand it over to you.
It always
here.
Is.
Hand, Thursday.
Just take a good straight. You got a mulligan. Everybody gets a mulligan, and we had a couple on that one, didn't we? But God is good. God is good. God is able. It'll be awesome. It will be awesome. Okay, ready to try this Be Thou My Vision thing-ish kind of maybe?
I love this song. It's a beautiful song.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. I forgot. You actually... You and Melody sang.
We've done
this
before, yeah.
At this key?
It was just D.
Close.
Yeah.
You want to just do it in just D? We don't have to do a capo. Let's do a capo. It's a little easier.
I was gonna say if you want to sing it, I can focus on adding more guitar stuff than I did.
Well,
last time.
You can still do it on two. You can still put it on capo too. I can Melody and I'll take care of the vocals on it if you want to. do your fun stuff with it. So, but these two actually sang it at a wedding.
Wedding.
In January. What was it? January 4th.
January
4th. I was going to say January 4th. January 4th. The Holly wedding.
Holly and Jesse.
Holly and Jesse. It's a fun time. We had a great time. We did lots, didn't we?
We did a lot.
We did the music at the wedding. We did the music for the reception. Half live and half half DJ-ish.
DJ Greg showed himself.
The audience participation wipeout was awesome.
That's right. Okay, so we had the because we did the live part, we had a set of drums up there. Actually, we had two sets. I actually brought my electronic set in too.
Yeah.
So we had one guy kind of being the anchor for us on the through the live drums. We had
that anchor held.
There's about three of them, I think, wasn't it? The anchor, the anchor held. There was I think three. I think we had three that came up.
It was
two or three that came up.
I remember there Holly's was young, dad and her sister and some little guy.
I want to say Wesley. Is that his name? Wesley? Yeah. Wesley.
Sorry.
Wesley.
Your name is Wesley? I'm sorry.
He probably is 10, I think, or so. He was young. But anyway, the thing that was really cool about that is afterwards, the father of the bride, Sean, came to me and said, what you did up there, that was awesome. He said, that just makes some great memories. Yeah. And they're right. I mean, little things like that. Remember little things like that. You know, you're not going to remember the other awesome, cool Sweet Caroline. Actually, they might remember Sweet Caroline. That was pretty good.
We remember
Sweet
that.
Caroline.
We remember that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to forget that.
Da, 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 da. Oh, shoot. We might just play music all night and forget about a message. So.
Hey, this is my last Thursday night here for a while.
And thank you for mentioning that, too, Melody. Melody is August 31st. Is that Monday?
We 31st. Just say an extended prayer and that. Yeah.
So we're moving a Melody down to, tell them.
We're going to Wilmore, Kentucky. I'm going to be moving into Asbury Theological Seminary on August 31st. So days are ticking down. Let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So yeah, including today, I got 4 days, and then I am out.
It's the fun.
I'm out. Doo-doo.
So,
we get down. He lifts me up. That's a good one. That's such a good one.
All right, yeah. Francis, I got your prayer request on here.
Yeah, we got a whole
song requests along with prayer requests.
Tunes. What was that?
Wendell Koenig has been watching
seven
too,
song requests now.
Seven? Wait.
I don't know.
Peter on the Rock, Get Down.
Da, 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 da,
Todd listed off four or something.
Todd went Firelight. That's three.
Da, 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 da. And then Net Noah,
Anyway, we'll do some other song. Okay, so we got to get through this. Sorry, we got to get through this, and maybe we'll do some other ones.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're not going to end up doing that one. It just depends on what music I can find.
I don't know.
Did you have a cool intro for this? I don't remember.
A lot of music.
Sure.
I'll
just give you a D.
Actually, you know what? Do me a favor. You do your intro thing, and you start the Be Thou, and then we'll take it from there. That way, and we know when to come in. Because this will be a congregational thing. This will be your closing, right?
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be aught else to me. Heart of my own heart.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it like on Sunday. Oh, yeah. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty song?
I came in because I figured you might, if I came in, you would drop down.
That's what I was waiting for. Thank you.
I can sing along and play it, so we're good. I can do it.
Nice.
It's been since January 4th since I've tried that song, so.
And you remembered it very well. Nicely done, Brandon.
It's a matter of opinion. Nicely done. Another five requests.
Melody, will you read that for me while I write?
Which one?
Kelsey's at the bottom there, yeah.
It says, prayers for health and prayers for Patrick, who had a job interview with a company that, funnily enough, is headquartered in Ohio. Ah! So
hey,
we
Kelsey.
Want him to come to Ohio.
Well,
that's what I'm hearing.
Of course, that's always comical, you know, because people, oh, you're in Ohio. Yeah, well, if you drive across the whole state, it takes like 5 hours.
It's only 5 hours.
If you go corner to corner, maybe it's closer to four, but still.
It's better than, like, Florida.
It's true.
It's 4 hours
better
to
than
Cleveland.
Florida, but still, who knows? Maybe it's this part of Ohio. But that's awesome, Kelsey. So prayers for Patrick's job and for health, obviously. Health and healing in the name of Jesus. Yes, and
win
amen.
The award for long-distance guest.
Unless Kim comes on.
Where's Kim from?
Australia.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yes. Hey, Kim.
And it's a 12-hour difference, so for Kim right now, it would be...
Good morning.
It'd be what, yeah. 8 a.m., correct, yes. Yeah, so, Kim, are you awake? And we'll find out, and you might see her pop up here. You never know. Oh, look! No.
Wow.
Oh, Kelsey says she thinks it's close to Cincinnati. All right.
Awesome.
Now, I know some people close to Cincinnati.
Okay, so there was... Many years ago, there was something called the WEBN Album Project.
I actually,
Some of you remember that, okay? And actually, that was back in my high school days, and I actually had a friend of mine actually submitted something out and actually made it on one of them. However, the real only reason I mentioned that because she wrote down here, it's close to Cincy, she wrote C-I-N-C-Y, and which reminded me, one of the songs on the album project, and I just these lyrics just always resonate with me. It was, living in sin, living in sin, living in Cincinnati.
Nice.
See if I can find that. We'll do our own rendition of that. What do you think?
I don't think we'd have to change a thing. They could go living in sin. What are they talking about? Cincinnati.
Well, and one of the things many have heard me do when I introduce my talks, and that I said I was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you. He's helped my
when
ego.
When the comedian
helped
has to ask for the.
Yeah, I know. It was that bad, wasn't it? Okay. I think you remember this song. We didn't practice it, but I think you remember it well
enough. I think we'll remember it.
All right. Sing along with us, guys. This is the last one you have words on the screen for.
I did a count off twice, and you kept coming in with more sentence.
You can start.
One, two. One, two, three. Ha, ha, ha. Mulligan.
There's the drummer, Mulligan.
I've
always this is the worst Thursday we've had in a long
dancing
time.
Isn't good.
Dad, have you messed up tonight?
Yeah, every time.
Bruce, you're doing flawlessly. You have done no mulligans tonight.
I'm stand right back over here. Go ahead.
I'm not even going to count it.
Here he goes. Nope. I was ready.
One, two, three, four. Slave to the law of the land. I'm gonna gather on to me.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. We can let this next one I had on here, we can let sit. We can grab one of these other ones that have been requested if you like, unless you want to do it.
Well, I'll do what you want to do. Well, we can do some of the requests. What are the requests?
Well, let's see here.
We gotta find, a couple of them I gotta find, actually. Let's see here. What's gonna be the best way to find some of these? Well, let's see. We gotta find, Noah's. No, what do you, that Feeder on the Rock. Feeder on the Rock. Feeder on the Rock. That's right. You'll probably find it faster with your search, and then you can tell me what day it's on, and then I'll grab the date on here. All right. And while we're doing that, I'm getting the feeling we're probably going to end up doing way more music here than I'm going to do message. So I'm going to pray while they're looking for stuff here. So Lord, we're lifting up Kelsey right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, that Kelsey is made fully whole. This Lyme disease garbage is just crushed in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. And as Patrick is, and the whole family just is received with those financial blessings. Lord, in Matthew 6, you described to us how you give us all that we need, all that we need. So thank you, Lord, that you provide all the needs for this family because Lord, you're awesome and you're good. Mm-hmm. And if that's not enough, take a look at Hebrews 11:6, where it says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So thank you, Jesus. We know that Kelsey and family seek you daily, every day. So thank you, Lord, as we come against the demons of darkness that have been messing with her. And all is made whole in the name of Jesus. Did you find it?
January 12th.
Yep. And he starts it.
And he does. January 12th of 2020. Shoot. Yeah, almost had it.
Melody, come here.
Find it for me. I might have my phone too small for me to see that. What did you say, January what?
12th.
January 12th, 2020. 2020, Jan 12th. Touch on that one. January 12th. Isn't that right there?
Must be.
Look at that. I asked her to look at it so she could see it better. I can see it better than her. Well, forget it.
It should be the second song in the...
I didn't realize how your thing was organized.
Didn't realize.
It's a Mac.
Oh, it had Rescue on there, too. Okay, so Noah had requested this song. Actually, yesterday or so, I think. When he got his brand new one, he sends me a message. So he had a request for this, didn't he?
I can see the clouds rolling. I can feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved, feet are on the rock. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lies left on me. You won't hold me now, my feet are on the rock. I feel my whole world about to break. I will cling to your unchanging grace. The waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock. Clap your hands, I feel on the rock. And I feel my whole world.
Nice. You remembered it. She remembered it very well, didn't she?
I like that song.
So you know what? We should be nice. Let's see if. All right. Well, I'm not watching a lot of these things. Extra. Is that your mic that's getting a little extra hot there since you lifted it off, or is it?
Sorry.
It might be Bill's, actually. It might be the Bill mic. Okay. But anyway. Nope, not that one, but well, doesn't matter. We'll figure this out. Todd had a couple of them that he, hopefully, I don't know if Todd's still hanging on with us or not. He might be. Let's see. Todd's just rattling off songs. So what do you like? What do you got up? Soulshine or Firelight or Firelight. See, these are songs that Todd usually plays up here with us. You know, so like, Todd, man, you're asking for songs. You're supposed to be here to be jamming with us on.
I would
man.
Tell you which day it is, but I have a version that's just Firelight. So let me go back.
Well, that's all right. What day is it?
No, it doesn't have a day.
Oh. Oh.
It's just Firelight.
Well, actually, you know what? I forgot. I've got something I can use to be exactly what you're talking about, although we might have been in the same version, though. So I might end up getting burned by it. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
March 26th of 17.
What is it?
March 26th, 2017.
That was before my time.
So you're going way back. Well, you really are.
I wasn't here. I mean, I was here, but I wasn't singing. I just started.
Really?
Actually, no, I didn't start until April.
When did you come in?
April 2017.
When was it?
April 2017.
Oh, that's cool. I need to get you a 3-year pin. You've been with us for a bit.
Yeah.
Shouldn't use this song as the whole, because I can barely hold this chord long enough when I'm actually playing the song.
I got it. Wow, this is an old one.
Dear Jesus, where are you tonight? I bear a sadness deep inside. I'm making for a faith in things I strain to feel. I need to know that you are real. Oh, Savior, open up my eyes. I want to see you like a child. There is a haze on the horizons of my heart. Dear Jesus, show me where you are. Be my firelight. Be my firelight. Burning fierce and bright. Be my firelight. How do I move on and be free from all these things that I have seen? All of my memories are turning into scars. Oh my God, put back what's been torn apart. Be my firelight. Be my firelight. Firelight.
anyone remembers my name, if I'm ever known for anything, let it be a ride into the night, running with the firelight, firelight. If anyone remembers my name, if I'm ever known for anything, let it be a ride into the night, running with the firelight, firelight. If anyone remembers my name, if I'm ever known for anything, let it be a ride into the night, running with the firelight, firelight. Cause I don't want to stroll the streets of gold while there's still a soul of love. Let me run into the night, running with the firelight, firelight. Burning with the firelight, firelight. Running with the firelight, firelight.
Indeed, indeed. And Todd, what? Todd says I'm here, so he did hear that.
I hear.
He did hear that, albeit 30 second,
says thanks,
30 second
Todd,
or so delayed.
I'm kind of feeling, well, not me giving a message, but I'm kind of feeling a message.
All right, then you're going to give a message.
I'm tuning. Oh,
you're going to give a message.
Can you give the message?
All right. Do we have any others we need to grab here? Did I see another one that rolled through that kind of just was screaming at us there, Brandon? Or was I imagining things? We can do the old home filler.
No.
Yeah, so the old home filler. No. Melody's going to share a message.
No. Melody says no to Greg's
I'm
suggestion.
Start right
so
now.
Greg says it's going to happen.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting down for this one.
What'd you say now?
This is a story.
A story, yes. About a little cafe. It's an old cafe where you can fill her up and keep on trucking. Actually, it's Dave's Old Home Cafe. It's in Pigza, Iowa.
That was three, right?
Three, yep. This was I read up. This was written as a commercial for that place, a television commercial. Pigza, P-I-G-S-A-H. I failed most of my spelling tests, so don't hold me accountable. Pigza, okay. Pigza. I can't talk. I sing. Yeah, Dave's Old Home Cafe. Yeah, I'm calling it Pigza from here on out now.
Okay, you got to take yourself back into the 70s here with C.W. McCall. He did Convoy.
This actually was his first song, though. This predated Convoy. Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog. Just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. Had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and a stereo laying a strip. Then we spied a sign that says eating gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow with that old home filler up and keep on a truck cafe.
Hold the old home filler up and keep on a truck. Hold the old home filler up and keep on a truck. Hold the old home filler up and keep on a truck cafe.
Place between here and South Soon, we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two. But this gal, she's built like a burlap bag full of Bobcat. She's got it together. Well, she filled my tank. I said, thank you, honey. Her name was Mavis. I gave her the money. And old Sloan just sat there watching, wagging and wishing. I says, you waiting a truck, boy. When I went inside, she says, what'll it be? I said, a cup of your best and a number three. She come back and ordered to go and a quart of hot sea and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged, old Sloan gave a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart at that old home filler up and keep on a truck cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truck. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truck. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truck.
Well, Saturday night we was trucking along, and me and old Sloan, who was a getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up of my courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped that clutch and gave a tranny a spin. I took the deep in town ramp, and I slid on into the old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
Hold the old home filler up, keep on a trucking, hold the old home filler up.
It
and
ever closed. Well, I got me a school, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she could not refuse. Says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me, an old slut? Just got the truck. She allowed us how it sounded like a whole lot of fun, but she was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. Was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah Seat Regret. Saw the Late Late Show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock I hauled him on back to that old home, fill her up, and keep on a truckin' cafe.
I think we should take a dramatic pause right here for this little thing. Oh, the old home, fill her up, and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home, fill her up, and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home, fill her up, and keep on a truckin' cafe.
8 stools and a promise.
Oh,
they got a real nice place there.
All right, now we're done.
That is a lot of that little.
Ah.
All right, so always a good time here at the old home of Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Church.
At the Ross Community United Methodist, the Ross Community United.
It could work.
Methodist, the Ross Community United Methodist Church.
It never closes.
It never closes, at least for us. Oh, I said that.
Voila! There we go. Microphones are us. Okay, so I got too many things in my pockets. That's right, Rita. That's right, Rita. We're proclaiming the victory for you. She's got a test on. Already had the test, didn't you? All right. God is good and God is able. Okay, seems like I'm forgetting something, but I don't know what. Now I know. This. Well, sit down. The camera's looking this way. Don't worry about it. That's right. No concern. No camera concerns, right? No problem. No problem at all. All right. So I want to make sure we don't miss any other prayer. See, I knew I forgot some other prayer requests. I left the cards in here. Well, you know, I had a really neat devotional that I read this morning from the Book of Mysteries. And it was so awesome that I can't remember what it was. Actually, I don't think it was what I posted. Or was it? Actually, maybe it was. What? I think you're right. I think it probably was about the hands, Melody. Thank you. One set of hands. One set of hands. Oh, thank you. Gathering the grapes. Excellent. Excellent. Gathering the grapes, indeed. Okay. You gather the grapes of heaven as you take new ground that God has intended for you. All right, so, oh yeah, that's good stuff. That's really good stuff. So good that I need to actually see if I can bring it up here so I can read the rest of it. Here it is.
Oh, you got it?
Well, you've got it there, and I was actually trying to bring up this one so I didn't miss any of the... There it is. Voila, it came up. What luck. It actually told me that I'm alive now. It's good to be alive. There we go. Noah thanks the Ross, says, thank you, Ross Band. So, thank you. You're very welcome, Noah. And Noah is in the house. All right, so any other comments that may have been prior to Kelsey saying amen, I don't see on here. So if there's any prayer requests, guys, make sure you bring them on, please. Bring them on indeed. All right, so yes, on this morning I shared, and actually I'll just share it straight from the phone. It'll be easier to do it that way. So I love the devotionals that I had you buy three more books of, the Book of Mysteries. All right, Jonathan Cahn. I probably will be soon. I already gave away at least one of them. But anyway, the devotional this morning was really, really pretty neat. It because it was talking about gatherings, gathering up the grapes of heaven. All right, and when the in the Old Testament, when they came to the Promised Land, I mean, you remember they left the Egyptians, they made it to the Promised Land, and they sent in the twelve scouts. You recall, all right, one from each tribe. They sent in the 12, and they come back grand, these awesome grapes, and you know all these things are great, but yet the land was occupied by their enemies, and these were big folks. Right? These were giants, all right, and they were not exaggerating back then. They literally were like 9 feet. You know, six fingers, six toes, stuff. I mean, yes, and we can get into all that stuff. It might freak out some of you folks, so maybe I won't go down that path. But the short version of that is, fallen angels mating with human women resulted in these giants, and that's what Goliath was. Goliath was one of these, all right. And God commanded the Israelites, get rid of all of them. This should have never happened, all right. So, So there were the enemies in there. Now, remember, to this point, God had walked them through a lot of stuff. They had crossed over seas. You know, they had God had provided for them the food with the manna and everything. He just had taken care of everything. And now when they get to the land of milk and honey, the promised land, right, what happens? Well, they wimp out. Out of the 12, there's only two that actually said, no, let's do this. You know, God's given us so much, let's do this. So, but they were the minority. So they ended up not doing. So what did God do? God ends up saying, all right, another 40 years for you to just wander around. Why? The 40 years of wandering around because all of the people who had the doubt, remember these are the people that saw the original miracles, that generation had to die off. However, the two of the 12 scouts, Joshua and, what's it, Jacob, the two of the 12 scouts lived to see the promised land. God kept them alive, all right? But here's what's fascinating. The Bible also declares to us is that as they traveled through the wilderness and all that, they never had to replace their shoes or clothes or anything. So supernaturally, God kept all these things in place for them. They didn't wear out, all right? Isn't that neat stuff? It's really, really neat stuff. What's that? No, this is the Old Testament. This is with Moses. Yeah, but God did all this. Yeah, Moses was the leader through that, okay? So Moses is leading through all that. So so for me to read the devotional this morning, which talks about the gathering of grapes. So here, they had gathered up these grapes. They come back saying, look at all this awesome food. But they're these really big, giant, scary, giant guys, you know? And so they ended up not claiming what God was giving, the goodness, the nutrition, the sweetness of it, they rejected that because they were so afraid. Fear, right? Fear. Fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. And the Word of God said, I will, even the Old Testament, and not only did he say, I will protect you and I will be with you, he proved it with amazing miracles. Think about this. He had a bright fire in the sky that would guide them, all right? Day and night, he had them there. That's how they knew God was there. He had a temple. They would see physically with their eyeballs, see the presence of God just coming down into the tent. It was a tent then. It wasn't an official building at this point. All right, they saw these things. They saw incredible. But yet, this generation succumbed to fear. Even after all these things, but Jesus had the same problem, though, didn't he? Jesus had the same problem when he was walking through this earth. He'd show them amazing things. Even his disciples, right? When they came in and took Jesus out of the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, the same thing. Fear got in the way, right? It's the same today. Fear gets in the way of us becoming who we're called and meant to be.
And that is what all this stuff is all about. Let me read you a couple of little scriptures that talk about some of this. Numbers 13, starting at verse 23. When they came to the valley of Eshol, they cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a staff between two men, as well as some pomegranates and figs. And I got to stop right there. So they carried a branch, a cluster of grapes. They had to carry it on a stick between two. It was that big. Think about that. They couldn't just carry it. They had to actually have it on a stick between two because it was that big. All right? So they brought that in. That's in Numbers 13, 23. Moving on, 24. That place was called the Eshon Valley because the cluster of grapes there, because of the cluster of grapes that the Israelites cut from there. So they returned from investigating the land after 40 days. Now, 40 days you hear a lot through the Bible, right? 40 days, 40 years. You hear the number 40 quite a bit. You'll see the number 7. You'll hear 12. You'll see a lot of those. But the 40 days, so it's very significant now, right? He said, go out and scout this for your 40 days. So, let me keep going. And this, remember that 40. So they came back to Moses and Aaron, to the whole community of the Israelites, in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. And they reported to the whole community and showed the fruit of the land. So they say, look at this cool stuff. And they told Moses, we went to the land where you sent us. It is indeed flowing with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. So far, so good, right? Then the most awful word was said at this point. And in the English language, this is the word. It negates everything that was said before. But. The word but. It negates everything you said. Hey, you're looking really good today. But. You know? Right? It saps the whole thing. So sure enough, but. The inhabitants are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Anak, again, Goliath, the big giants, okay? So, fear. So, they come back, they're excited, but. But is a liar too, okay? Moving on, just to carry on some other stuff with it. In Romans 8:23, again, this is talking about the fruits, right? Not only this, but we ourselves also have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we eagerly await our adoption, the redemption of our bodies. So think you hear about the first fruit or the Spirit, right? The fruits of the Spirit. All right, the love, the joy, the peace, the self. It just goes down the list, right? All the great things. It's fantastic. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for, being convinced of what we do not see. So going all the way back now, they saw the enemy, they saw the giants, they saw the fear. Faith says, trust that what you don't see is going to happen. Isn't that a rough thing that we always go through, right? Just faith. And we're so human, right? Oh, we're so human. I was in fellowship ministering with a guy on Facebook this morning, and his name's Keith. And Keith has been battling things for quite a few years, and part of the challenge that Keith has is he was essentially raised in a church which declared you have to earn your way to heaven, okay? And he's about my age, and he is always condemning himself, all right? He's not seeing the great. And then on the other side of it, he's been listening to what some people like to call hyper grace preachers, right? Joel Steen, for example, and the like, okay? And they have the reason it's called hyper grace is it's pretty much just all grace. Come on, God loves you. Don't worry about anything else. God's like, that is a great initial come to Jesus method. It's fantastic. You can't stay there. You can't stay there because we do not have a license to sin. The hyper grace message pretty much says, don't worry about it. Have a good time. Go sleep with your neighbor's wife. God will forgive you. God will forgive you. It's hyper grace. God loves you. It needs to be balanced. Now, Joel's dad, John, did share a balanced message. Joel, by the way, doesn't have any official seminary-type education in that, if you weren't aware. But anyway, Joel's a great way for people to initially come to Jesus. Fantastic. You got to get them moving on, though. You got to grow. You got to grow, just like grapes, right? You got to grow like that cluster of grapes, and you got to get pruned like that cluster of grapes. Because you know what happened? We've seen that on the grapes. Even the grapes we buy at the store, right? We come in, initially they're great, And then all of a sudden it's like, well, that one's bad. And if you don't do anything with it, if you don't get rid of that bad one, what happens? There goes the next one. There goes the next one. And that's after it's been pruned. That's after it's been cut off the vine. You know? We got a lot of grapes. A lot of us have a lot of grapes. We have a lot of grapes that we're into, don't we? Lots of grapes. So guys, fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. Ah, but bless God, he is able. And he gives us those grapes. So when God has given you those grapes, don't be thinking about all the excuses and reasons why it's not a good thing to take those grapes. Take them, run with them, grab them, go with them. Go with them. Rejoice in them. Every day. And this is an everyday process. And that's another thing I was sharing with Keith. This is you've got to do this. You've got to do this every day. Actually, there was something when I was sharing with him, God was really laying some stuff on my heart that was real interesting. And so much so, I'm actually going to go back and don't worry, Keith. I'm not going to reveal anything that you don't need to worry about any of that stuff. We didn't really talk about any kind of stuff anyway. But in regards to him feeling like he's under the law, like he has to go ahead and earn that's right, okay? In other words, he tried to live a sinless life, which a human can't do. Only Jesus can do that stuff, right? Well, that's why we need Jesus, because we can't. But the problem was, he was raised that way, and that's just you bounce, pound into his head. And he knows this. He knows, up here. He's got to get it, you know, we got to get it moved all the way down. But one of the things that I said to him, and this is, and the reason I'm going back and look at this is I know it was Holy Spirit speaking through him, because I never thought of this before. So one of the things I shared with him, I said, for a Christian, sin is a stumbling time when Jesus will pick us back up. All right? So sin is a stumbling block where he'll pick us back up. It's not a brick that gets put into a wall that gets built to block us from Christ. That's not what sin is. Sin is a time where we're going to stumble, and we will. Romans 3:23, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that was a fun one. I read that. Whoa, that's why I went back to read that to him. And initially he didn't get the brick concept, and I explained that to him. You know, how, hey, don't be building the wall. Don't be building the wall, because that's not. And something else I shared with him too, and I said, until you confess. Now, the word confess means agree. So when the Bible says, if we confess our sins, meaning if we agree with God that we sin, okay? If we confess our sins. So until we confess that we have sinned, that is falling short of where God wants us to be, all right? So until we do that, he said, then we agree with God that we need help, and we receive his forgiveness, his grace, and mercy. So you got to hit that part first. So, for example, I'll go over and smack Tyler, right? Just smack him upside the head, all right? Oh! Immediately went over my... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have done that, okay? So at that point, right at that point, I have agreed with God that I sinned. And guess what? You're actually forgiven at that instant, all right? God's in that guy's... Let me erase that one. Okay, good, next. Now, hold on. Now, don't be messing with me now on this, because you're going to say, oh, you mean God writes down every single one and I got to repent for every single one? No. No, you don't have to go through that. God knows our memories aren't that good. And that's why we daily got to get in with God and spend time with Christ. We got to get into God's word. We got to just, God knows our heart. He knows our heart. He knows that we're trying to do. It's got to be a daily process. But that daily process only ends when we leave this world, right? We are spirits trapped in this physical flesh that is attacked by the prince of darkness, by the prince of this world. We get emotional attacks, physical attacks, spiritual attacks. You know, I've shared with you that spiritual immune system. Remember, in that hierarchy, the spiritual immune system, the emotional immune system, and the physical immune system, in that hierarchy. So as long as you're strong in the spirit, you're protected, your mind stays at peace, which keeps your body healed. Keeps your body, you know, you've gone through that garbage. You know what I'm talking about, man. Tyler knows what I'm talking about. He says, you know, remember, guys, there's a balance to all this, right? There's a balance to all this. So yes, recognize when you've sinned. Just agree with God. Say, okay, God, I messed up. Help me to do better. God recognizes that, all right? But you don't have a license to sin, you know? So you're not 007, you know? You don't have that license to sin. But good. God is good. God is able. let's see here. I had a couple different requests here, but I tell you what we'll do. I think anything else came in. Oh, Keith is watching. Okay, God bless you, Keith. Hope I don't lock it in for you, brother. God bless you, my friend. We love you, and you will see the victory. Keith lives in Florida. He's pretty. I think he's missed out. Actually, I forgot. Hurricane stuff did what was it? Louisiana and that. Is there one that's coming into the Florida? Is that, well, Keith? Well, I'm sure Keith will type something here for me if he's in the middle of anything. But, it has it land in Florida? Okay, what category level is it? Was it like 3 or something or 2? It's not a 4 then, like it was in Louisiana. Okay, it's down to 1. Okay, good, good, excellent. Well, we still lift those up in the name of Jesus. Lift them up for their protection. So thank you, Lord, for grace and for mercy. All right, let's actually switch on the other microphone here so everybody can hear you guys. And see, let's start way over here. How's that?
Okay.
Start over here with Debbie.
I have a praise. Mm-hmm. Beth, Sandy's youngest daughter, had a scare with coronavirus. One of her employees came in contact with someone, and they all had to be tested, and her other two employees and Beth are negative. So that was a week of real worry. So everything's good.
All negative. Excellent.
Good. Prayers traveling. Sandy tomorrow is leaving with Chrissy and her and Beth, Sandy's daughter-in-law and niece, and they're going. They've rented a cabin.
Oh, really?
Down in Gatlinburg, and their plan is to stay in the cabin, not to go out and about, but to get away.
Nice.
So that's good. Very good for Sandy. And I have been working at the store longer because Karen and Herbie were gone. And
that means you have more stories.
Well, yes. And I realized I'm older than I was before, and but it wore me out. And but I do have more stories, and I was able to sit with Brandon, who hopefully will be moving in an apartment upstairs, and that was a blessing.
Nice.
I was able to sit and talk with him. But there was a gentleman that came in the store to get a Bible cover, and he was very, very nervous, and he was concerned about the election, about COVID, and I'm trying to figure out how I can work with him and what I should say to help him. And instead, I'm hating mad, and because we didn't agree. And then I felt really bad, and I should have prayed with him, and I didn't. And then as soon as he left, I had to ask for forgiveness because I didn't take that time to say, yes, Debbie, you don't agree with him and he doesn't agree with you, but God loves him.
Yeah.
And loves you, and that's just the way it is. And I felt really bad about that. When I was it, when did I go to this? Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
No. Wednesday morning, I went and stopped at the store to share everything with Karen that she needed to know while she was gone. And that gentleman pulled up in the car next to me.
Same guy you had the disagreement.
The same guy. And I was leaving. He pulled up. And I waved to him and smiled at him, and he smiled at me, and I thanked God, and I'm hoping that he didn't remember.
I have great news for you. Guys have very short memories.
Oh, do they?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had all kinds of people offend me. I forget. I just move.
But it was a glorious time to be in God's house. And that's how I see the store, because as soon as I open the door, God's spirit is there.
Amen.
And he was with me the whole time, and with the customers that came in. And I sold a lot of Bibles. People are afraid. They are worried. They are grasping for everything they can to try to understand what is going on. And it's scary.
So I'm curious, you mentioned you've been selling a lot of Bibles. Has there been a certain translation or a certain study Bible? What's as many as anything?
They some want King James. But most of them say, I want a Bible I can understand.
Good.
And so then I go to NIV. And then I ask them questions about what they want to know. And it's either then I move them to a study Bible or a life application, or just the Bible that they want to read. You know, that they just want to see His Word. And so there's a few questions that I ask them, and I make them sit down and touch the Bible and thumb through it.
Excellent.
And I said, you will not be comfortable with this until you feel it. You have to feel God's Word as well as see it. So,
absolutely.
Then I leave them alone, and then I go back and
nice.
See. But they're asking that they want to understand. If they ask for King James, it's because that's what they grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
And but normally they want to.
In the translation you found most popular that people understand is
NIV.
The NIV,
the New International Version,
okay.
Or new. Well, it's gone.
Probably the New King James.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But
not many have been looking for like the Message or any of the ones that have been the CEV, the Common English.
I will move them to those, and I will tell them about the Message, and I said it's just like somebody standing here talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Message is. It's
right.
Conversation,
yeah.
And it's very straight at you, and you can understand it because it's somebody that's sitting next to you.
Yeah.
And but you know,
it's interesting. So you've actually had people read the Message, but then they've kind of leaned toward the NIV. Oh, that's interesting.
And if they're new, really new, I'll move them to the Message.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
And then there are those who grew up Catholic but don't want the King James, or don't necessarily want a Catholic Bible,
right?
Then I move them to in the middle.
Okay.
So,
nice.
It's interesting.
Great job, you have.
Yeah, I love
Good
it.
Job. Absolutely. That is neat. That is neat. You know, Linda.
Well, this week was good, like last week, but last week one. Anything went top last week.
Yeah.
They have all the books in BV for us to look at and get some idea of what kind of art we can do.
Yeah.
And they were going through the books one day this week, and they found a book of Rose of Jesus, right? And they gave it to me and says,
nice.
Linda, this looks like you and your sister. So I said, can I have it? She said, you can have it. So I could go. And I was fine telling Tori about the sermon we had Sunday. I said, generally I don't talk about a sermon. But with sister was a neat sermon. I got a lot out of the sermon.
Nice.
Sunday. I didn't quite tell the way Jim did. She kept saying, it's a nice story. But I didn't. But I was sitting Wednesday And I have to make a present for my niece. No. Mm-hmm. What do you call her?
Well, she's your niece now.
She's going to be my niece when they get married. And they have a baby shower, so I want to do this picture of a butterfly. And I couldn't do it. And I got really upset with me. Because I couldn't do it. I kept messing up. But I walk away from it. I went to another place to do my art.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, one grandma did this. It was someone else. And I don't know who it was. I would never know who it was. But she walked over to me, or she did, is he did, and put her arms around me. And I know that one grandma.
Nice.
It was not. And I left him, that person alone for a while, and I looked and he was gone. Then. But then I did my picture. Not the one I was working on, a nail picture. You understood that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
I don't know why.
That's right.
I don't know why that came to me last 2 weeks. I don't know why. But some might want me to be safe, I think.
Amen.
But I don't know who that person was.
Well, we know God wants to keep you safe, right?
Yeah. And I never ever say, oh no, that person's there.
Yeah.
I know it.
Nice.
If that was grandmother, I would know a different way. I'm done.
You're blessed. You're a blessing to us. God bless you. Thank you, Linda. You, Linda? Actually, to me, it sounds like it's coming out of that right there.
Somebody left their phone on after I told them numerous times. Your phone is on.
A cute purse you got,
Tyler.
The camera's
not
on. Nice purse, Tyler.
Did you turn it off?
He just now did. Tyler, microphone's pointing towards you.
Yes.
What's up to you, man? How blessed are you, Tyler?
You know, it's kind of been a roller coaster. I just, so I got back in the house hunting scene again. Last week, I went and saw four houses, put an offer in on one. We didn't hear back till about 48 hours later, only for it to get rejected because the guy was like, I don't have money for repairs. So I'm like, okay. Could have told us that sooner. But it was okay. So Marcy and I, we've just been kind of looking at houses, and we saw one yesterday. Originally it had sold, but the seller's financing fell through, so it was back on the market again. And so we put an offer in on it, but last night she said, I hate to tell you, they took the other offer, you know. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then she called me this morning, she's like, hey, they forgot about closing costs, so their deal fell through, so we still got a chance to get this house. I was like, awesome. And then like literally within an hour, she's like, congratulations, they accepted it. So I was like, so, hopefully I pray that this inspection goes well and it doesn't go bad like the first house I almost got.
Actually, the inspection went very well. It just
it did. The inspection went very well, but...
Because it revealed a lot of things.
Yes, it revealed a lot of things. I'm like, So I'm hoping this one goes as well and there's
with
not...
better results, yeah.
Better results.
Absolutely.
This is in Coleraine Township.
Oh, where?
Off of Pippin Road on Ontario Street.
On whose street?
Ontario. Like in Canada, Ontario, Canada.
We live off of Pippin. I mean, Jessup. Isn't that where you said it is? Off of Pippin?
Pippin, yeah.
Ontario. Okay, is that near Laura Linda?
I don't know.
Oh, this is cool. Is
that we'll get our Google Maps here in a bit.
Yeah.
Your target?
Hmm?
Your target?
Target.
You have target store?
Yeah, what about it?
Is it near a target?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I take left, get on Pippin, I take a right, and then I get to a four-way, and then I take left on Springdale, and then I follow that, and I get to the four-way where it's like Chester's, the Car Place, Popeye's, and White Castle. And
oh, you're close to Mobilecom.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm very close. I'm like 10 minutes away from Mobilecom.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
We know you where you are.
It's got a big yard.
Ooh, that's a song we didn't do tonight. Big, big, big house.
Big yard. three bedroom, one bath, carport. So, yeah, I'm praying the inspection goes well and they don't find a lot wrong with it.
All right. Nice.
And, you know, if they do, you know.
Pray for
you. Amen. Amen.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't
She already wrote down what I got here.
Work's been a little tense lately. Just I'm very high valued at our company, and it's almost like a lot of people are kind of fighting for me. And I'm like, it's been a little stressful for me lately. Totally not griping to the president right now, but beside the fact, still a great company to work for. Would not be going anywhere else. And then we're going to go off the air, and he's going to be like, Tyler, you're fired.
Is she, did you pause?
He didn't work directly for me.
Okay.
He works for somebody who works for me. Okay. Actually, he worked for a couple people who work for me because you get bounced around. But they've come and asked me. They said, you know, what do you want me to do with Tyler? I said, I want to make sure that he's got exposure to everything and he's not stuck in one spot. So, I'm telling him to move around, and he thinks he's highly valued. But I don't get this. But
he's only 45
He is highly valued. You are highly valued there, and especially here, my friend, and especially here in the house of God. Shall I move back to Melody now?
I guess.
Melody.
Being in continuation with what we've pretty much been seeing just in society in general, unfortunately, I just got an email because my email for Dayton is still hooked up. I still get the emails and a lot of my friends are still there too. So I just got an email about a little under 2 hours ago, and it says that the campus has moved their status in regards to COVID to the warning stage, which is like level 4. So basically this means that a lot of my friends that are still back on campus are not going to be able to have classes in person until September 14th now, so that's an additional 2 weeks. Pretty much they can't leave their house unless they're getting groceries or medication. It's very restricted, and it's frustrating that they have to go through this and that they have to deal with this, and I'm so sick of this virus, and it needs to go.
Amen.
You know, it's like, it does not belong, and it's wreaking havoc, and just get out.
Agreed.
So that's the biggest prayer for sure. I want them to be able to have a memorable senior year for the right reasons, and not just because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we went through. So that's a big thing. And then, obviously, I'm moving down to Asbury pretty soon. So prayers for that transition and that I will be able to grow in God and in communion with those around me, a.k.a. make some friends. That would be great. I know that God is with me all the time, so that's always comfort. Thank you. So it's like the unknown for the most part. So. So just prayers for transition, peace, and all that good stuff. And I guess I do have a third one. Part of the transition, you know, is going out from one place and into somewhere else. So prayers and blessings for everyone here. And also the Joanne Fabrics people that I've been working with. I've met a lot of wonderful people, customers and coworkers, and made some bonds that I didn't realize were as deep as they were until maybe last night.
Your last day, your last work day.
My last work day until Christmas.
Until Christmas, okay.
Yeah. So just blessings for that, for those people there.
Amen.
They're wonderful.
Nice. Excellent. Anything else other than, okay. And this is a friend of yours, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Got it. All right, I don't see anything else on Facebook, although I mentioned Keith earlier. He's watching, and he says he appreciates us talking about the subject here, talking about sin in particular. And so.
Carolyn's bridal shower, too.
Oh, yeah, Carolyn's bridal shower. Do you have something else, Debbie?
Tom Bevington. He's going through a real hard time. He has been cleared of lung cancer, which is a praise God.
Amen.
He has bladder cancer. I thought it was something else, but it's bladder cancer. And he chose not to have surgery,
mm-hmm.
and he is going to do chemo and radiation.
Okay.
And see what happens from that.
Shall shrink and leave. In the name of Jesus. We've seen God do awesome things around here. Bruce is a good example of things like that, shrinking and needing to go. So, amen. Amen. It shall be.
I have another one.
Yes?
Remember a while back, you talked about a Bible story, and the person that had turned out what we have right now. And he cooked something and ran away. Remember that story you say?
Bible story. Well, you know, I tell a lot of Bible stories.
It was a Bible story about a gentleman or a woman?
I'm not sure, but they cooked something in the meal and the stuff went away.
They put something in a mirror?
And you talk about here at the...
I'm not sure if I quite heard you right. He put something in what?
In a mirror. They looked in a mirror.
A mirror or something, and the stuff went away.
Was the stuff a sick
person? Oh, are you talking about testimony? Or a shared testimony where someone was hit? Yeah, I'll speak of the result. Speaking of the result, yeah, just... Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you said you did something and the stuff went away. Why, it just can't go away like that?
Well, absolutely. And it can. And it can, and it should, and it must.
Do you know what you're talking about now?
Well, not specifically, but I know generally what you're talking about, because, I mean, it's about speaking the result.
Yeah.
Yeah, precisely, speaking, absolutely. Absolutely, speaking the result. I'm going to switch the mics back over here. So on Facebook, it's a little more clear, but yeah, absolutely. No, speaking the result. Speaking the result is what it's all about in faith, right? No fear. Got to speak it in faith. Got to speak it in faith. You got 450?
Yes.
475. 475 for your art that was part of the auction. You raised that much. Fantastic.
And the clock went to 80.
And the clock for 80, okay.
And we go off for one time, so we got to get out.
Excellent. It's good. It's good blessings. No, thank you. Thank you. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's lift all this stuff up into God in prayer, because, you know, God, you know everything that's been heard here tonight. You know our trials, you know our pains, you know our sufferings, you know our fears, you know our doubts. And Lord, we just thank you that thank you, Lord, that when we look into the mirror, thank you, Linda, for that.
Lord, when we thank you that when we look into the mirror that we see, looking back at us, the child of God that you created us to be, that we have your peace, your love, your joy, your confidence, the knowledge to know that that we are loved, that we are special, that we are unique. And Lord, I thank you that for your word as it shared with us about the grapes and the fruits and how we need to get these things and hold on to these things every day. We need to be pruning the grapes. We need to be nurturing the grapes. We need to be feasting on the grapes. We need to enjoy all aspects of your goodness every day in every way. And it's got to be a daily thing, Lord. So help us get into your word. Help us grab hold of these things and run with these things. Lord, I'm thanking you for everyone who's joined us here tonight, those here local, those on Facebook. Francis, so we're lifting up a brother who has a surgery on the 31st. We're thanking you, Lord, that this brother is made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And if he does have to go through this surgery, we thank you for supernaturally fast healing in the glorious name of Jesus, as the doctors just stand amazed. When my dad had open heart surgery a number of years back, you know, he was out of there in about half the time they said he should have been. That type of stuff is God. That type of stuff is God. For our God is good, and our God is so able. Thanking you, Lord, for Kelsey and for her family. We lifted them earlier. We lift them again, Lord. For we know you hear our prayers. James 5:16 tells us the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous, they bring much. And Lord, I know it's hard for us as humans to sit here and think of ourselves as righteous, but yet your word tells us that we are made righteous in Christ. By our faith and trust in Christ, we are made righteous. So Lord, we know you hear our prayers and we see the results. So Lord, let us dwell on these results that we see, like those who walk through the desert that Moses led through the desert. Let them grab it and not stand in fear when they see that great blessing in front of them, but they choose not to accept it because of the what ifs. I was in fellowship with somebody on Facebook a couple days ago, and we got to talking about different things with the rapture and that. And Lord, you laid this on my heart. And I've been, for a lot of people, I've told them, I live each day as if my last. And then you corrected me. You said, no, you don't. You don't live it as if your last. You live it as if tomorrow will be your last. For if today was my last, I wouldn't have any money to buy food and clothes. So God corrected me. Lord, help us live each day as if tomorrow will be our last. But don't let us hold on so tightly to today that we don't give and love and share the way Jesus showed us to be. For Lord, you are awesome and you're amazing. Thanking you, Daddy, for Beth, Sandy's daughter, that she and the whole company there received a good report. And we thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection. For all things are good. All things are good for you, Lord. You make all things good. Thank you, Daddy, for travel mercies, for Sandy and the family as they go. And I just enjoy some time at Gatlinburg. Just let them... Let that be a time of renewal, a time of peace away from the fears and concerns and just the craziness that's been rolling through. And Lord, I thank you for how you've been using Debbie at the store, at the bookstore, and how you're bringing your people into there to get into your word. They know your word is joy, your word is peace. Many years ago, there was a movie called The Book of Eli. It's kind of an obscure movie, but the Book of Eli was amazing because it was about the journey of a man who spent 30 years carrying a Bible from the East Coast to the West Coast. And along that journey, the bad guys wanted that book. Why? Because they knew that book had the power. It had the words. See, in the movie, all the Bibles had been burned at this point. There wasn't any left. So this is a book that had to get from the East Coast to the West Coast. And at the very end, the most amazing thing, at the very end of his journey, just before he got to the end of the journey, this book, the Bible, was taken from him. It was stolen from him. Yet he completed his journey, and when he got to the end of the journey, there they were in an old boat. An old boat by the Golden Gate Bridge, and in there was an old printing press. And this is this is the culmination of the movie. This man who traveled with this Bible for 30 years laid down on a couch and looked at the guy and said, "Are you ready?" And he said, in the beginning, Genesis 1, chapter 1, in the beginning, God, and he went through the entire Bible. Wow. And he was blind. Well, you know what? It's questionable, the movie. You saw the movie then. Oh, excellent. Isn't that a great movie? It's kind of dark, kind of ethereal, but it's powerful. Have you seen it, Tyler? The Book of Eli? Denzel Washington, yeah. Yeah, it's a powerful movie. You need to watch it. It's a little out there, but yet it's truth. It's absolute truth. And it's for the people around in any of the little, the gunshots and some of the violence, it's not gory, but there is some violence that's through that. But anyway, neat stuff. Neat stuff. How in the world did I get on that Bible? That's how I got on that. But it's good. Lord, thank you for Linda with her books and her auction stuff at V&V and all that. That's just huge. That's huge. Thank you, Daddy, for great joys and I'm thanking you, Lord, for bookshelves in the house that Tyler's looking at here. Right? Bookshelves loaded up with all those words, man. Put the Word of God in there and just load it up, my friend. That's a great blessing. Thanking you, Lord, for Melody and how she just blesses us and all the great and glorious things. For there's Lord, you know the path you have laid out before her, and then Lord, you also know the path laid out for those that are still finishing up this year at University of Dayton. So we stand upon the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, now commanding COVID and all things contrary to the word and the will of God, now be crushed. And leave the University of Dayton, leave the state of Ohio, leave the entire United States of America and the entire world. For these things must bow. The Word of God declares to us, it is written that every knee must bow to me, says the Lord. And every tongue must confess to God. That's right, it must, that's right. Our God is good, isn't he? He's our daddy, is exactly right, Linda. He's all powerful and he's all good. So thank you, Lord, for peace on that. Thank you, Lord, that while Melody's at Asbury the next 4 years, it's what it is. But I thank you, Lord, that she connects well down there, and she will because God is good. But just make it all a blessing, Lord. Take that blessings that Melody shared with so many of Joanne Fabrics and just keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. It's a good experience for her, Lord Jesus. Thank you for good weather on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And before, for Carolyn, my older daughter Carolyn's bridal shower. Carolyn's getting married on November the 6th. That will be inside. But the bridal shower is a Saturday, and it'll be outside. So we'll have the tent and everything else set up for that. Lord, we're lifting up Brother Tom. He usually sits right there. And Brother Tom is, on many a Thursday, has just carried so many blessings in here. He's been such a blessing to so many people. And Lord... Lord, none of us deserve your grace, but boy, if we were able to tell you, God, that among us who deserves it, Tom. So, Lord, I thank you just for healing for him. This cancer, these tumors, these growths, all these things are illegal, and we bind them and we crush them, commanding they bow and leave Tom in the name of Christ Jesus. These things have just got to go. I'm thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, that Mary's here with us and blessing us today, and she has the love and compassion and concern for your friend that's dealing with his knee and the AFib. So we just speak peace, right? Same friend, right? Same person. Okay. So. Okay. Because of the AFib, probably, right? Okay, so she had knee surgery scheduled, then they found the AFib part of it. Okay, well then, so just, Lord, we thank you that heart just goes, gets restored perfectly perfect. Perfect rhythm, perfect peace, perfect balance, perfect joy. And while you're at it, Daddy, just fix up that knee, right? Fix up that knee in the name of Jesus. I think, remember Sharon in here, we prayed for her knee? Sharon had, she's got surgery scheduled, and I don't know if it was this week or next week. I know it's close, I don't remember. But I have been staying connected with her on Facebook Messenger. I have a number of people I send, Tyler's one of them, I send messages to every morning on Facebook with that. So good. God is good. I don't see anything else that came in via Facebook. So I think we are in pretty good shape. So blessing God, thanking everybody for being here and joining in. Is she going to do it?
Oh.
You going to say it?
Amen.
How about the first part of it?
What the people say.
Amen. Amen. It's right. Amen is right. Lord, thank you everybody for hanging out with us. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has already done. So make it a great, awesome, and amazing week.